He's the God that changes things. He's always been the God that changes things. He has so manifested his power to prove to us that, you know, there's a lot of things I'd like to do, but I can't do them. There's a lot of things I'd like to change, and I'm going to be frank with you. There's a few things that I made up my mind that needed to be changed, and I made up my mind I was going to change them, but I didn't. I just couldn't. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you'll cooperate with God, God never has found anything he couldn't change. Now, if a human heart does not want to cooperate, God can't do anything. But I'm going to tell you, even then, you don't stay the same. I challenge you to show me a man that Jesus Christ ever went up to with a desire of wanting to do something for him and to change things because they were not right. And the fellow refused to let God do anything. And I'll show you, there's never a time that something didn't happen. Brother, things changed. If they wouldn't come to God, there's one said that they didn't like to retain God in the knowledge. Well, now the Lord looked down, and that needed to be changed. And so he moved upon them because it wasn't right. Now, you know, when God looks down and sees something not right, his desire is to want to change it because, first of all, he knows he can do it. And he knows you'll be a better man and you'll be happier if he does change it. So the ones that did not like to retain God in their knowledge, well, that is wrong. And they needed to be changed. But they refused to do it. And what happened to them? The Bible tells you right there. Because they would not retain God in the knowledge, wherefore God turned them over to a reprobate mind to do those things that were uncommonly. Now, you can find it all through the Bible. He came to Israel. He said, how oft would I have gathered thee as a hen gathered her brood from the enemy around about that would prey upon you, that would destroy you. I come to help you. I come to be a mother hen to cluck and to bring you under my wing as protection. But you would not. What happened to Israel? He says, now because you would not come, the things are not right. You didn't believe in me. You didn't trust in my Messiahship. And you didn't accept me as your Savior. I wanted to bring peace to you. I wanted to bring a new setup for you. I wanted to bring you out of darkness into the light of God. I wanted you to enjoy the blessed Holy Ghost. But you don't believe in me. You don't believe that God sent me. You can't receive the Holy Ghost. You can't receive salvation. You're in darkness. Now, how oft would I have gathered you, but you would not. Now your house is left desolate. You'll fall by the edge of the sword. You'll be led away captive. You'll be scattered to all nations and stay there until the end time. How many believe that happened? What do I mean? He is the one that when he comes, things change. It said, who is our God? Label him. Put a label upon him. And the inspired word of God said, our God is a consuming fire. He is a God that changes things. You know, Moses out on the desert, he looked over and he saw a fire burning. He saw a bush on fire. That is a common thing. Seen a lot of them. But God wanted to get his attention, so he's going to perform a supernatural, unbelievable thing. Moses decided, now by this time things are going to be burnt up just in a few minutes. So he looked over again. It was still burning. And he went along kicking around at the sheep and carrying them on to the back of the desert. He looked directly and he, wait a minute. Something's wrong. That bush is still there. It shouldn't be there because fire has taken hold of it. And when fire takes a hold of anything, it never remains the same. It changes. So he said, I'm going to turn around and go back and see this strange thing. This can't be. It never does happen. When fire hits a thing, brother, it changes. But the fire's burning, but nothing is changed. Let me go back and see. And when he got back there, God said, "Hello, Moses. Kick your shoes off your feet. It's God. I wanted to get your attention." Now, if this happened every day in the week, said, I wouldn't have got your attention. But the very fact you saw a blazing fire, nothing happened. He said, you know, something's radically wrong, because that never happens. Brother, what did he want to tell us? He wanted to tell us that when fire hits a thing, if it hits that piano, brother, it's an awful looking thing when it gets through. If it hits the carpet, it doesn't look like it does. If it hits the seats, they don't look like they used to. And brother, if it hits you, let me tell you, you're not going to look like you used to when the blazing fire hits you. And I don't care if it's a rocking chair, if it's mama's table, or if it's a bed you sleep in, or the pillow that you in, or if it's your automobile. One fella got out of his automobile. He wasn't as sanctified as he ought to be, and he was mad at his wife, and he took the handle and he slammed the door. And I'll never forget, I was right there when it happened. He went on the inside, he slammed the door, and he said, I wish the thing, only he said a little slang word, he just slammed it and said, I wish the so-and-so thing would burn up. And he went inside and directly said, hey, there's a fire out there. And looked out there and the car's on fire, the whole thing in the back. They just fixed it up, just got through putting upholstery in it and everything, but it caught on fire. Now, let me tell you one thing. When they went out there, that car didn't look like it used to. It was changed in just a few minutes' time because fire got a hold of it. Everywhere Jesus went, things changed. When the leper came to Jesus, he said, Lord, I'm unclean. If thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus stretched forth his hand and said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy departed, and he was a clean man. He didn't have to carry a flag no more or a sign saying unclean, because he was not a leper. But just a moment before, he was a leper. Who else could come along and say, you're not a leper, be clean? Well, I couldn't have done it. Nobody else in the city, the mayor of the city couldn't do it. The priest couldn't do it. No one else could do it. But there was a man walking along by the name of Jesus that's the same yesterday, and he's the same today. And I thank God for that day today. And he's the same forever. He came along and he could do it. And he said, be clean. And it was that way. The other fellow said, Lord, open my eyes that I might see. Old blind Bartimaeus. And Jesus said, what is it you want me to do for you? He said, that I might see. And he said, I will, be thou open. And it says immediately he dropped his little cup that he buckshaved with, he got his money, you know. He dropped it and followed the Lord and began to rejoice because he could see. And he came home, and so he said, his wife said, honey, there's a change been made. Well, you can see. Well, sure I can see. There's a change made. Jesus. Now, all the people that came along, well, a lot of them could have stopped and said, let me see if it works. Be open. He'd still been blind. But when Jesus touched him and said, be open, something changed. The darkness left. Blindness departed. And he could see. He was out on the sea. Great raging tempest. Waters going way up high. They'd given up all hope that they might be saved. They called on Jesus. Jesus waked out of sleep, said, what you want? He said, Lord, we perish. Carest thou not that we perish? And Jesus arose, and he looked around, and he didn't like things as they were, so he changed them. Many here believe that he can do that. He went to the fig tree. You know how he changed it? He said, peace be still. And brother, it wasn't peace when he got ready to speak. Brother, there was a raging torrent. And let me tell you, you couldn't hear anybody scream because of the sound of the wind and the lightning and the vibrating of the thunder. But Jesus said, peace, be still. Whew. They said, who is this in our boat that even the wind and the waves and the elements obey his voice? What a change. Now there's a great calm. Not a calm, but a great calm. Immediately, Jesus changed it. They came and said, Jesus, could you go and do something for my husband? I'm going to wind up real quick and turn you loose and let God see if he can't find something about you that needs to be changed. You see, if you have any kind of a spiritual malady or a shortcoming, and God looks at it and it needs to be changed. Maybe you've got a spirit that you don't like. You don't like to live with it yourself. It's an ugly spirit. Go ahead and call it by name. Say, Lord, I got a little job for you. I want you to change my spirit. If it needs to be changed, he can do it. How many believe it? I say, if it needs to be changed, he can do it. If you sit back, God cannot and will not do anything for you. If you have an affliction in your body, Betty Baxter, whoever thought of her being able to be healed? Why, all the wise men that know the human body, they ever won in Mayo Clinic, said there's not a chance in a million that she could ever be normal. She'll die. And send his angels, and they're going to take in their little arms, and they're going to carry you away to a place called heaven. And there God's going to give you a straight back. And he's going to give you a new stomach. He's going to give you a normal heart, and it won't be overlarged. And you'll be able to straighten up like other children and play and be happy. He was thinking about the Christ of the great beyond. But oh, I'm so glad that he comes down, and thank God he gets right into our problems in the good present now. I'm so glad that he's concerned about what's troubling you now. But the mother said to the girl, said, honey, God said we're two on earth that agreed. We can't get anybody but you. And said, Betty, will you agree with me? Said, yes. Well, said Betty, I'll agree with you. Jesus will heal your body. But twisted over, head between her legs, she could not lift her head up. Going into comas, living most of the time with high fever, with her heart almost stopping. Going into comas for hours, till the doctor almost said that she was gone. He didn't think there's any life left in her. And as the time eased on, God one day spoke to the mother in the kitchen, in the dining room where she eat, spoke to the girl in the other place, never told them before. They were just believing on naked faith, reaching out against hope. How could God do a thing like this? They believed that God could change things, but oh, what a thing to change. And they believed, and God said to the mother, said, I'm going to come and heal her. August 4th, I think it was. 2:00 in the afternoon, Sunday. And so said to Betty, said, Betty, I'm going to heal you, but don't tell nobody. I'm going to heal you August the 4th, 2:00 Sunday afternoon. I'm going to come, and I'm going to heal you. Thank God. And so the mother came in and she said, oh, I wished I could tell my mother. We've always agreed and believed that God is going to do it. He's going to change things, you know, because the little brother couldn't come in and see her because she was not in a condition to where he could come in. And it'd be weeks that she'd never see his face. She'd hear him playing outside, but she couldn't play. The devil said it can't be no different. But I'm going to tell you, I don't care how sad or how dark the picture is, there is one that can change. Not if you sit back in doubt, but if you'll be like them, if you'll believe. So here, she knew now for the first time in her life, she said to her mother. And the mother said to her, Betty, do you know when Jesus is going to heal you? And she thought, the Lord told me not to tell her. And here all of this time, she's never asked me that question. If I know. Now I know when I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be healed on August the 4th, 2:00 Sunday afternoon. And I know it. And here she's asking me. And so she couldn't tell her. The Lord said, don't tell. So she just asked the mama, Mama, do you know? And she smiled and said, yes, Betty, you'll be healed August the 4th, 2:00 Sunday afternoon. Oh, she said, the Lord told you too. Said, yes. So a month or so passed by. And then finally the Sunday came. And the morning dawned. And they began to come on. The old clock came around 11 o'clock. 1 hour. And then it came to 12. 2 hours more to go. Came to 1. 1 more hour to go. The preacher's afraid that it'd be a ridiculous story, and he didn't want to get mixed up in it, to get all enthused. Who ever heard of God changing an environment like that? Who ever heard of it? Well, I have, and if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Because the changer, thank God, he is, what's God? What'd they label him? He's a consuming fire. Brother, when he comes, he changes things. And he can change tonight. A fire never did stop and say, I can't change this. You turn fire loose on it, brother. It'll change it. And so they, here she was. And then finally the dad, he thought, well, it's sad. The preacher got in the car and left out of the city. Went somewhere else because he didn't want to be there and be brought in on this story, you know, being all sad. But sure enough, 1:30 came, 30 minutes to go, and then the old clock began to arrive. She said, Mama, what time is it? 10 minutes until Jesus comes. Mother asked God, let me hold on. She is very weak. But at 2 o'clock, the changer came. I'm going to ask you, how many here tonight was in a, not that same fix, but you was in a fix, you needed to be changed. And the changer came and did a job for you. Let me see your hand. How many believe he's still in that job? There's a cloud formed over the side. And when the cloud formed over the side, Jesus stepped out of the cloud while everybody watched him. And they began to sob. The dad began to break down and weep and cry when he saw Jesus step out of the cloud. And he walked slowly over to Betty. And he knelt in front of her and said, Betty, you've been faithful and you've been loyal and patient. And I've come as I promised you. He'll always do that. You know what he promised you sitting here tonight? He promised, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Did he promise it to you? Huh? Is he? He's no respecter of person. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he said, Betty, I've come, and I'm going to heal you. And he took his hand and reached in here, and when he did, something hot flashed all over her, and her heart came down to a normal size. It began to beat normally. The blood began to flow. She felt like a brand new person inside, but the outside was still bent over because every vertebra was twisted. This vertebra here, the next vertebra twisted over here, the next vertebra twisted over here, and it affected her whole body. And Jesus got up and walked around while the dad bawling was watching him and the neighbors watching him, and he reached up and touched her back spine, and as he laid his precious hand over it, things began to change. There was a pop, 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 and every vertebra was not crooked no more. They were straight. He said, I'll go before you and make the crooked places straight. I can't do it, and you can't, your doctor can't, your lawyer can't, and your preacher may not be able to do it, brother, but I'm so glad there's a man called Jesus that can change it. And all at once she straightened up as straight as anybody, and now she can run outside where the children are. The boy can come in and see her. She gets ready and dresses and goes down to the corner and stands there till 2 o'clock in the morning while the crowds are slowly getting out of the cars, coming in and taking a look at her. The ones the Mayo Clinic said there's not a chance in a million she could ever be normal, but oh, she's normal. Why? The changer came. Now, brother, I could go to Legion and tell you how he was out there in the graveyard howling, demon-possessed, 2,000 devils in him. An army couldn't do anything for him. He'd break the chains when they'd put it around him. But there was a man by the name of Jesus coming with a little suitcase. And in that suitcase was a robe, because he is coming to get a man that is naked. He didn't have any clothes on. The devils had stripped every clothes off of him. He didn't have any shoes on his feet. And his body was filled with bruises and sores. He was insane. He didn't have any mind. He was crazy. And he was possessed and driven by devils. He howled like a dog all night. And nobody ever fed him. Nobody could get near him. What he eat was grass and anything like an animal. And he would leap over the tombstones as 2,000 devils drove his body. And no army could help him. I couldn't have helped him if I'd have been there. You couldn't have helped him. Nobody else could have helped him. But there was the changer that came.